Ellen White in New Zealand and Marion Davis in Melbourne. Ellen White spent most of 1893 in New Zealand, and as noted in telling the story of her work there, she made some progress in writing for her book. Marion had remained in Melbourne, so Mrs. White shipped off new material to her as she was able to write it. The correspondence between the two throws some light on how they worked together. When examining the chapters after Marion had worked on them, Ellen White would add here or there and strengthen the presentation. Further, as Ellen White would write an article on a particular incident or subject, she would place it in the hands of her office staff with the expectation that it might serve in several ways. Such articles often gave new and fresh materials for Marion to draw from. While Ellen White was in New Zealand, Marion found that a course on the life of Christ was being offered in the newly opened Bible school in Melbourne. Eager to get all the background help she could for her task, she enrolled as a student. On October 18, 1893, she wrote to Ellen White. "The Bible class coming in the middle of the forenoon is rather inconvenient, but while the life of Christ is studied, I can't afford to lose it, for it is the only thing I have bearing on my work, and it wakes one's mind up to hear the matter talked over." The interchange of correspondence during this year showed the concern of each of the two women as they made progress in the preparation of the manuscript. Prompted no doubt by attending the class, Marion suggested some topics she thought she would like to see represented in the book. Ellen White did not see the real need, and significantly declared, "These I shall not enter upon without the Lord's Spirit, to lead me. The building a tower, the war of kings, these things do not burden my mind, but the subjects of the life of Christ, his character representing the Father, the parables essential for us all to understand and practice the lessons contained in them, I shall dwell upon."